Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Welcome, friend, to the business of personal branding photography, and happy new year to you if you are listening to this live this week as it's going to launch. I am coming to you from a very sunny Australia. It's been beautiful weather and we have been getting to indulge in all of the good things. But I wanted to share with you today because I have been getting a bunch of DMs and emails and applications to work with me lately. But one thing keeps jumping out at me. And so I really wanted to start the new year with this one because I always ask people when they message me, what are you struggling with? Or what's holding you back? Or what can I help you with? And I consistently hear a thread of like one underlying program that just, it just keeps recurring. I just keep hearing it over and over, and particularly towards the end of the year, I was getting lots of people contacting me with this. One lady in a DM, she shared to me that she had a lack of confidence in her pricing. An email that came into me as well was a photographer who said that they just didn't really know how to put packages together. A one-on-one client that I work with, she was telling me that she was working too hard and not seeing a return on investment because she was saying to me like, I know I'm probably not charging enough. And yes, I know she's not. We're working on that slowly, even though I know that she could be charging double what she's charging. And even though I'm a massive fan of all those other women that came to me or whose work I see on Insta or the websites that I'm checking out, but it doesn't matter what I think because it matters what she thinks, right? Now, gents, I don't want to exclude you from this discussion because I know that there's a lot of men out there that are struggling with this same issue, but it is inherently a female issue. So I want to knock it on its head today and I want to say it out loud because I believe that so many women, so many females in our industry just don't value themselves. Now, I want to let that resonate because I'm talking about amazing women who've spent months and years learning and perfecting their craft, right? I'm talking about so many women that I know are investing their money in all this awesome technology and beautiful studios to help improve their experiences and, like, you know, enhance the quality of the images that they're creating. I'm talking about really, really clever artists who are sacrificing their nights with their partners and their children, or even like their days and their time with themselves to get that exact edit, you know, that one on the collection for their client because they want it to be perfect. Even though I know it was probably, you know, it was probably beautiful 45 minutes, you know, editing minutes ago. I know so many, and this is, you know, I'm coming from a personal place here too. I know so many of you are spending way too many hours looking over that Instagram fence at what other photographers are doing, and you're completely overlooking all the magic, all the beautiful memories, all the experiences, and all the confidence that you're providing for your clients right now who are sitting right at your front door. I want to let you know, honestly, just because I shoot in fancy houses, it doesn't mean that my experience is better than yours, okay? A big problem for so many of us creatives is that we get kind of caught up in looking at the list of items that we provide. We get caught up in looking at what other people are doing. We compare ourselves, the number of images, the amount of hours, the prints, the frames, the products, instead of looking at what truly is of value in the experience that you're providing for your clients. Now, if you spend all of your time like focusing on this list and reworking your packages and like incrementally shifting numbers left and right or discounting, you're not really looking at what it is that you're providing and what that experience, like it feels like for your client and what it is that you're actually doing for your market. Now, I might sound a little bit ranty here. It's because I'm myself. I've done this in the past where I've thought about things in terms of to-do lists or in lists with ticks on them. I know that sounds really weird, but you know, that list of what's included, what's the package, what's the thing, what's the thing, what's the thing, instead of really feeling what it's like and seeing what it's like on the other side of the fence. When what I recognize now is that I help and have helped so many women to change their freaking lives. And I know this because they've told me. I had one client back in the portrait days ring me after her photo shoot to thank me, because after having a photo shoot with me, she like rushed out of the studio with so much confidence. And that helped her to finally have the confidence to jump online. She started sort of, you know, like chatting with a few people, and she met the man that she now spends her life with. That's pretty powerful, right? I had a similar experience with a guy that I took photos with. We did shoot deliberately for online dating and for some work stuff, but he really sweetly rang me and said, you know, thank you so much. I've met the most beautiful soul that I've ever connected with. Boom. That is so powerful. I can honestly share that I know that I have taken more than 100 times the exact photos that will be cherished as a memory of a person who has now passed and left us. I have helped thousands of people have confidence to be, you know, the face of their businesses online, which has helped them to expand their businesses and help them to provide a better life for their family. I have captured tens of thousands of family combinations and photographs during weddings that I know are adorning the walls and will live on for years and years after me. Okay. Like, I know that after a woman has an experience with me, that she floats home and everyone in her life gets to feel the effect of that lift in herself, because I know I've helped to see herself in a way that she hasn't connected to in a very long time. Or maybe she's connecting in a new and a beautiful and a different way because she's at a different stage in her life, and I've helped her to celebrate that stage with her. This is all of great value that no one of my clients will ever discount in their heads. They will never discount that experience. And I know years after time, people might go, yeah, I spent a lot of money with her, but they're never ever going to regret that decision. They'll never regret that spend. They'll never overthink it or rethink it. So why should I, as the person who's bringing that to life for them, why should I discount on what I believe I'm worth? Why should I not value the experience that I'm providing? And why should I second guess myself and spend so much time overthinking the smallest incremental numbers or shifts or change or lifts or any of that sort of stuff? And why should you? Now, I want to say to you, I'm a value shopper, okay? So I seek value in everything I spend my money on, and I don't mind spending money. I'm definitely one of those people who has no problem dropping money on something if I see the value, okay? So whether it's like a $5 spend on a hand cream or a $5,000 spend on a holiday, I will have no problem parting with my cash if I can see the value in it for me, okay? But I'm going to say this at the same time, is no matter how cheap or well priced something appears to be, if I personally can't see the value in it for me, I ain't going to buy it. Do you know? No matter how good a bargain it appears to be or how low the price is, I'm just not going to part with my cash if I can't see the value in it. And I think the hard thing in the market that we work in is that there's no sort of fixed pricing, right? It's like, how long is a piece of string? And I think that's the thing that can unravel so many creatives and can see so many, you know, beautiful artists that I've seen spend way too many hours and way too much time like mulling over this instead of getting out there and sharing their craft and being proud of what they're creating and being proud of how much they charge for it. Your value as an artist, as a creative, as a human, as a person, it's not wrapped up in how many images, okay, you provide. It's not wrapped up in how many hours or how much editing you're going to do on your images afterwards. Sure, that all kind of contributes to the perceived value depending on how you package it up. But your value is wrapped up in the unique way that you serve your clients. And this is based on your life experience and what you're passionate about and how you deliver your value and your how you deliver your experience to your clients. It's all about you. Now, in my work with my students, this is the first thing we get down to early on, because I know at the bottom of all of it, you know, once you start understanding your own value and you start really respecting yourself and your own boundaries, then you start to have a business that you love. Because if you don't, you're going to end up with a business that you feel like a slave to, and not a very well-paid slave as well, right? I can share this with you, because for many years, this was my lived experience. I'm speaking completely from a place of love here. So if it's hitting you and if it's sort of poking the bear a little bit inside of you, it's what I'm intending to do. I want to push the uncomfortable points here, because I want to try and avoid all of the years that I spent in this space overthinking and discounting and undervaluing myself and ending up really tired and overworked at the end. If you over the last 6 to 12 months have been struggling with valuing your craft, it might be the time on this cusp of this new year to sit down and ask yourself some really valuable questions. Questions like, how do I help people? What do I help people to create? What do I help people to achieve? What's different about my customer experience? What's happened in my life that I bring to every single situation that's different to what other people have experienced in their life? Because really digging deep on these sorts of questions, it's the key to start unlocking yourself from the binds of that horrible self-doubt that you might have been swirling in over the last couple of years, 6 months, however long, it doesn't matter. Now, your answers are definitely going to be different to mine. And that's the beauty of doing an exercise like this, right? You have so many different life experiences that are layered into what you bring to each and to every interaction and to every photo shoot that you have with your clients. The good, we're talking the bad, and what even might, I guess, feel ugly or shameful, this stuff, when you start to share it and unlock it, it can be the key to literally unlocking your own self-doubt. Every year, I used to start the year by saying, I want to work smarter, not harder. And then at the end of the year, I would find myself completely unraveled, literally done probably the opposite and just up the ante, was working more, but, you know, not really reaping the benefits and just feeling more exhausted at the end of each and every year. So it's my hope in sharing this with you and being vulnerable like this that you can hopefully start to do the real work, which is this kind of self-valuing, self-belief, mindset work to help you to see from the outside how much value you are delivering on a holistic level as well as on a tangible level. Because obviously it is the way that you see and perceive the world, but it's also the way that you make people feel. And it's my hope that in sharing this that you can start to have a smarter, a more fruitful business sooner than it took me to get here. Now, I hope this has been helpful to you to start looking and planning for a brighter new year, asking yourself some tough questions. And I really want to say a big thank you to those of you who have started sharing this podcast with your photographer friends who might need to hear this message today or might need to be listening to what I'm talking about on this podcast. Because let's face it, it can be a fairly isolating journey, especially over the last couple of years. It's been sort of up and down, and I can feel definitely from the messages that I'm getting back from you guys that it has been quite isolating. And there's a lot of people who are struggling in their businesses out there. So if you can perhaps take the time to share this with one of your photographer friends who might need to connect with me and others on this level, that would be fantastic. And I thank you so much for taking the time to do that. Now, if you like the idea of working with me in a bigger capacity, I'm actually going to be opening the doors to my program Breakthrough in the next couple of weeks. Now, if you like the idea of digging deep into this values work with somebody who can kind of push you and maybe press some buttons here and there, but really help you to shift through this, if you like the idea of having community and learning with others, and if you like the idea of having a step-by-step system to be able to follow through, I am going to be launching a very exciting new way to work with me. This is an extension of the Breakthrough program that we've already been operating for the last couple of years, but it's new, it's revised, and it's going to be a lot easier for you to access, which is super exciting. So if you're keen to jump in with that, make sure that you jump into the show notes, register your interest, and you'll be the first to know and the first to be able to get a great offer when this launches in the next couple of weeks. I look forward to being of service to you, and I'll see you next time. I'll still be goodbye. Okay.